Hello there. You're back with Jay Lotus. I'm the guest host at the WGXC Tuesday afternoon show. This is WGXC ACRA 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. Here we have Tatiana Gergi, who will be talking to us about her 501c3 nonprofit community resource for our community. So, Tatiana, welcome here.
Hi, welcome.
Yeah.
Happy to be here.
It's so nice to finally meet you, and I am very interested in what you have going on.
Thank you. I hope so, and that was my whole point of bringing this nonprofit to the area.
Great. Can you tell us a little bit about why you created a nonprofit and what you intend to do with it?
Oh, that's a great question. So I started Noteworthy Resources of Albany because I wanted to provide a safe place where people can come together to build their sense of belonging in their community. And I provide a variety of networking, educational, and empowering support groups and workshops. So I really love doing that and meeting new people. And a lot of the people that I've encountered already have really loved to just kind of escape their daily life and come to, you know, a spot like that workshop that you can do something that they like. They're in a room with like-minded people, and it's just really fun.
So what kinds of things are you looking to do? Where are you doing it now? Where do you intend to do it? I mean, my curiosity is piqued, but I need more information. I don't know about you listeners out there, but I think that we need to know more.
Yeah, so I started Noteworthy Resources in Albany, and I work at the Addictions Care Center of Albany as a prevention educator. So I do have the workshops and support groups in that facility in the community education building. So that's where I have most of my workshops and support groups in that location. But I thought, you know, there's so much going on in Catskill. My parents still, they own a restaurant, and they've been in the business at Tatiana's restaurant on Route 9W, you know, for 17 plus years.
So wait, is Tatiana's restaurant named after you?
Yeah. Yep.
Ooh, that's
really good food.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, so I thought, you know, why not bring some services down here? You know, we're not just a restaurant. We are family owned, and my parents really are supporting me in my new endeavor and career. And, you know, they thought, well, why not bring these workshops and support groups down here in Catskill?
So I'm curious because I'm reading your folio or your fold out here, and it says networking, educational, and empowering support groups. So I'm interested in this networking. I love networking. To me, networking speaks of community. Education is what we would hope to do with each other. And empowering, wow, this has my attention. So what kind of empowering support groups are you dreaming of, or have you already put in place?
Yeah, so I started the support groups back in April, and I started with my first ever support group. It's a mental health happy hour support group. So a lot of people come together, and we talk all about, like, every month we meet every first Wednesday at 6:30 in Albany, and we talk about our daily struggles, you know, our life experiences, and that it within itself empowers each other. And it's open for teens and adults. So, you know, adults who talk about their experiences would empower and give that support system and guidance to those teens and to each other, no matter, I mean, it really doesn't matter the age.
Right, because experience is experience, and we can all teach each other something. Wow, that's really exciting. And how often do you have the support groups?
So the Mental Health Happy Hour in Albany meets every first Wednesday of the month at 6:30. And each month we have a different topic that we talk about. So a lot of the people who do come to the mental health support group learn about other mental illnesses, different challenges that people might face. So it's just a variety of information, and everyone leaves with a lot of resources to take home. I also have another support group, and it's the Goddess Club, which is a
I love that.
I love Goddess Club. It's a women's empowerment group. So there's all women that come together and they share stories, experiences. They share any like upcoming news or events. If someone's looking for a job, someone might, you know, share that information. Like, I've just seen so many people connect with each other in the deepest ways that you would never, you know what I mean? That having that safe place to come together. So it's...
So the Goddess support group is women only?
Yeah.
Ah.
Teens and adults.
Do we have a God support group?
No.
Is it an equal opportunity support group?
Well, I actually do have a gentleman coming in to teach us a self-defense techniques in the future. So I always ask local businesses, artists, freelancers, and community members to be a guest speaker at any support group or workshop.
That's great.
So it's pretty much open to everyone.
So you're really encouraging your community to come in, open doors, and connect with each other.
Exactly.
So when do you anticipate delivering this to Catskill?
Oh, so I already started last 2 weekends ago. Oh. I started with an outdoor meditation Sunday morning. It was like 2 Sundays ago. And last night, I actually had a smudge stick workshop. So people learned the Native American history, the ritual, and how to make their own smudge sticks. And so I've already started the workshops in the restaurant, actually.
So is there a place where folks can go to find out what's happening and when? So just in case they want to request another smudge stick workshop, is there a way that they can access you to request that?
Yeah, I have a website, www.nwralbany.org, and all of my events are on there. I always ask for suggestions, and I actually got one the other day, specifically for Catskill, to have a history night. So I thought, why not bring community members together, and then we will discuss the history in Catskill.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting. So you could even have some historians come in and tell you what they know, maybe family members who know what their great-great-grandmother or grandfather did. And
yeah, and I think it's a really great opportunity for those who are new to the area, because there's a lot of new folks that are coming in and calling Catskill their home.
That sounds like a really fine way to make an introduction into this area. Great. Well, this is really exciting. Do you have any things particularly devoted to teenagers? I happen to love teenagers.
Well, I do have, and I know a lot of our youth, they're really interested in crystals. So I have a crystal workshop October 10th at Tatiana's restaurant at 6 o'clock. And just talking about the science and healing aspects of crystals. And I also have a pumpkin carving party in October, at the end of October. So that's for teens, kids, and adults.
Right. Well,
so I'm always asking for suggestions. So if any of the teens want to collaborate together, the platform is there and made up for them. So if they would like to come.
So you're saying that currently your web address is www.nwralbany.org. And I'm looking at the Gmail of noteworthyresourcesalbany@gmail.com. So you're going to expand these things to include Catskill and Hudson and therefore Columbia and Greene counties.
Oh, yeah, and beyond.
So could you speak a little more about your plans with Tatiana's restaurant? What you're envisioning and what your hopes are?
Oh, so many people ask, well, the restaurant's named after you. Are you going to be taking it over anytime soon? And that does sound great. However, I don't see, if I do take it over, I don't see myself owning a restaurant. I kind of envision a co-working space to provide to the community and small businesses, freelancers, and artists to come together and use that building as a community location.
So would things be occurring simultaneously? And what happens to the restaurant while things are happening in it? Is the restaurant closed down, or, you know, are there extra rooms that will be open to groups, something like this? I mean, what is the vision?
So as of right now, the restaurant is open, and in the future, I'm thinking, so for this coming year or even next year, depending on how, you know, because life can just bring anything up front. So I am planning for the future to close down the restaurant, to have my parents retire. They're such hardworking people, and they really deserve that time to relax and not have to worry and work 12 hours a day every single day. So they really deserve that time. So I would really like for them to retire. So I would close down the restaurant and reopen a whole new business in that location.
Well, that sounds really interesting. So that's quite a beautiful little spot there. And I'm reading something that says, when you do close the restaurant down and build within the structure of the building itself, a co-working space called the Catskill Hive.
That is my goal name. So that's my vision. I would love to open up the Catskill Hive.
So I've seen spaces like that online and through various other people that are being created in Brooklyn and things like this, these large old buildings that are being made into a hive. It's nice to think that there would be something like this locally.
Of course. And I was even on my way down here yesterday for the Smudge Stick Workshop, and I needed to print something. There was no place besides the Catskill Library to go and print something or just have that time to use your computer and use some supplies that the businesses would have available for you. So I thought, why not? You know, that really validated my vision for sure.
So I'm reading in the literature that you reference a collaborative movement around the world. Could you speak to that for a minute?
So bringing people together, having this community safe place, right, where people can be their truest self, to be honest and feel inspired. And that opens all the doors to empower themselves as well as other people. You know, and it's such a beautiful thing that when someone feels like they have high self-esteem, that they can conquer anything, and just being around those people motivate others. So I thought, why not have that space and give people the opportunity to, you know, have their own workshop. So NWR, you know, it gives people the platform to be their best self. So if there's a freelancer or youth in the area that really have something passionate to talk about, I could kind of have a platform that's set up somewhat like a TED Talk, mm-hmm. that they can talk about whatever they're inspired about and empower other people, and then have that spread along from that.
Well, that's pretty exciting to think that we could have talks like that locally and that there would be this space to put together whatever one's heart desires. It's a very exciting concept. So at this point in time, where do you see yourself going? I mean, how soon do you think you will be up and running with the Hive concept?
Probably late next year. We do want to finish 2015. we would love to, you know, end this year on the right note with the restaurant. So I'm hoping that if everything goes correctly, that we would have the restaurant until 2018. So we will be open until January, and then we can proceed to open up the Catskill Hive.
Well, please tell me a little bit about what you've got going on in Albany, and do you already have a Hive space?
Oh, there's many locations in Albany and in Troy that already have this co-working ecosystem. So in Troy, they have the Troy Innovation Garage. There's the Beehive that's in Albany that they also have one in Beacon. So I thought, why not, you know, bring one to Catskill?
It's such an interesting concept. I know that I know other people who've played around with the idea, and it's an attractive idea to think of working alongside other impassioned people, and one inspiration seems to inspire another. At least that's been my experience. Can you talk about the original inspiration for this? Was it because of the Beehive or other places that you came up with this concept, or was it more like a simultaneous understanding, like the birth of the automobile or plane?
I don't know. I mean, I've seen them around. I've seen these co-working spaces in the capital region, and I've never used any of them. But I think NWR really opened up this idea for me. I started this nonprofit, Noteworthy Resources, all by myself this year. And I thought, well, why not? I can do so much more. I don't need to, I can do it. I believe in myself, and I really do love the location that my parents have. It's a historical Thomas Cole site, so why not have that space? And I think that, you know, every time that I have an NWR event, so any support groups or workshops that I have, I feel like my truest self, and that I'm really helping and empowering people, and then they're helping me. Do you understand? So like bringing this community together, it builds a sense of belonging. And while I'm in the workshop and support group, I feel like this natural high that's so motivating for me. So I think that inspired me to eventually open the Catskill Hive.
So it sounds like you woke up to the fact that you could do anything, and you asked yourself what that anything would be. And I'm just interested in your work with addictions that you talked about and how that progressed to this place. The reason I'm asking you this, let me give you a little bit of background, is that many of us have wonderful ideas. Some of us act upon them, and some of us say, well, I'll put that on hold for a little bit, or I don't know how to get that going. And I understand that this hive concept will get behind folks so they do know, oh, I can connect with these people and they can maybe help me get this going.
Exactly.
So that's pretty thrilling. But the way that you speak about you believe in yourself, you know, you came from point A to point B, believe in myself. What was that journey like? What was that, okay, I'm a kid, I feel like a kid, I'm going out in the work world, I'm growing up. At what point and what initiated this stepping into your own 2 feet and your own empowerment?
Well, I went to college and I graduated with my bachelor's in psychology. So that's my, I love the concept of the mind and biopsychosocial, you know, so I always have that in perspective. So I do work at the Addictions Care Center of Albany. However, before that, I worked in a special ed behavior classroom. So I worked with children who, you know, would throw themselves on the ground to get what they wanted, or they couldn't understand or express their emotions. And they had so many resources and support available for them. And I thought, why not give that to other people? And I really learned a lot about patience in that classroom. And at that time, I also developed a sense of a spiritual awakening within myself, kind of taking that time. And you know, as like when children are younger, right, they're so focused on, oh, I have to wear this because everyone else is dressed like this. And they're so focused on what other people think. And I think that when we get older, especially, you know, approaching now, I'm going to be 29 this February. And, you know, I'm starting to think more of myself rather than what I'm supposed to do. I was supposed to go to college. I'm supposed to get married. I'm supposed to get pregnant. Like, that's like a woman's kind of, that's how I feel like
social
I'm supposed
programming.
To do. Yeah. And I'm like, no, this is what I'm passionate about. You know, and I have a lot of deep thoughts, and I really do feel so good when I'm around like-minded people. So I think that really inspired me a lot. And the spiritual awakening of taking the time to meditate, carrying crystals, as you can see right now, I'm holding a malachite crystal in my hand. And it just, that's really just motivated me and just kind of like grounding me. And I just feel so amazing in the state of mind that I'm in right now.
So. Well, I'm so grateful to have you here. We all are so grateful to have you here.
Thank
and
you, me too.
I want to hear a little bit more about this. You are listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM or live streaming at WGXC.org. I am Jay Lotus, guest host for the WGXC Tuesday Afternoon Show. We are in Catskill at the Catskill Library. And today we have a guest who has created a 501c3 nonprofit. So Tatiana Gergi tells us a little bit about what motivated her to provide this wonderful service to the community and Hive concept of collaboration with other inspired people. Hi, Tatiana. Welcome back.
Hi.
Hi. So good to see you here again, even though you never left.
Staring at you the whole time.
I know, I'm getting sillier as the hour progresses.
It's great.
So
I love
hang
it.
On tight.
It's very entertaining.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Anything to entertain you. I would love to hear some of what was inspirational for you, because I'm always interested in inspiration. I feel like it's a spark that not only comes in from somewhere else, but that it can be passed person to person, kind of like love, you know,
and
it's bright and it's interesting and here you go.
Yeah. So what really, really inspired me was my family. My family's not from this country. They're from Albania.
Ooh.
And yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like our music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So in that culture, it's very, and a lot of people know the history. Some people might know the history of it. So I'm not going to go in depth of it. But my family went through a lot to get to where they are right now. So that really inspired me to hear all of these stories. And when I was a young girl, my dad, I asked my dad, you know, what's your dream? Because as a little kid growing up in America, I'm first generation here, the teachers would be like, oh, what's your American dream? And everyone, all the children were asked that. And we were all special little, you know, snowflakes. We're all so unique and special. And yeah, my dad was never talked to like that. It was like totally different.
A different world.
Oh, yeah. And it was a different time. So
when did your parents come here?
In the mid-60s,
mm-hmm.
Early to mid-60s.
And did they come straight to Catskill, or did they come into New York City?
My family, both sides, came straight from, my mom's side came from France to the Bronx, and my dad from Italy to the Bronx.
Mm.
And it was very, the families knew of each other, and my parents were arranged to be married. My mom was as young as 13.
An arranged marriage,
yeah.
At 13. Wow.
Yeah.
So tell us more.
Yeah. So they held the tradition and, you know, their culture very close. That kind of shaped their lives as well as mine. So growing up in that culture really opened my mind as, and, you know, living in America. So I had both cultures in one. So I'd go to school and it was all English and American. And then at home, it was a lot of, you know, Albanian culture and listening to the different languages. And, you know, I always grew up looking up to the elders, right? My grandparents, my aunts, my uncles, you know, they lived longer than me. They've experienced life to the, you know, as longer than I have. So they know way more than, you know, I, as a young kid, what I knew. So I looked up to them, and a lot of other kids I went to school with, it wasn't so much.
So you recognized wisdom in your elders.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And did your grandparents also come here? They brought their children because your mother was 13.
Yes.
Okay.
Both
okay,
sets
I
of
get
my grandparents.
It. I can track that now.
Yeah.
Okay. So take us a little bit further. So here you are, seriously respecting your elders and having the benefit of a multinationality upbringing.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Gergi family moved to Catskill in the 70s. So they established their businesses here. They've been entrepreneurs pretty much their whole life in this area. And they've really... they're very honorable people. My dad always told me, you know, there's three things that are the most important things in your life. And it's first, your honor, your health, and your education. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah. And I still carry that with me today. And going back to the question that, you know, when I was younger and I asked my dad, what's your American dream? What's your dream? And he was so puzzled. He couldn't give me an answer. So
why do you think that was?
It was a different culture, you know, so when he was growing up, he was never asked that. It was more of a survival mode when he was younger.
And do you think that's because they were immigrants?
Oh yeah, they my family, they, you know, escaped from Albania to get to a safer land to come to America. Even my dad's family lived in a refugee camp in Italy for some time. So it was a hard life for them, but you know, those stories really inspire me to see what my family has gone through, and that, you know what, skies are the limit. And with this dream, my dad, I'm working with him a little bit more, and he said to me recently that he knows what his answer is.
And ooh.
Yeah.
So now he has his dream?
I hope so. So he said that his dream would be the Catskill Hive, for me to take over the restaurant and this property that he loves so much. And he loves the view. He loves the history of where the restaurant is right now. So he's really, really enthusiastic these days.
So it sounds like he dreams through his children, like you are his dream. And that's a really beautiful and poetic sentiment.
He's very hopeless romantic. So, and he actually said
that.
Yeah, and he said that to me last night. That's so funny that you said that. And it's really great to have that relationship with somebody, especially your dad. So I, you know, anything, you know, my parents deserve it all. So especially from my eyes, they work really hard, especially coming from all that they've been through, you know, back in their old country to the Bronx, to Catskill. And
so you alluded to a spiritual awakening. And for those of you who have not had a spiritual awakening or have no relationship with that concept, could you explain it to our listeners?
Yeah. I mentioned earlier that I was a psychology major, and so I always took the time to talk to somebody. So I would go see a therapist, psychologist, or social worker, and give myself that time to talk to someone neutral about what I was going through, and to kind of help me cope with these experiences that I was dealing with. And one of my therapists said to me, you know, why don't you try responding rather than reacting to somebody? And that really opened my mind within itself, you know.
New concept.
Yes, it was a new concept. If someone's, you know, looking at you, or they say, I don't like what you're doing. Oh, what's this going that you have going on? It's like you could say, oh, well, you know, this is what it is. And I, you know, I'm really content and whatever. You know, I'm not giving them what they want. And I'm not saying, what do you mean? This is what I'm doing. You know, I don't have to react to them. So it's a whole different outlook. It's a whole, you know, and I have been increasing my patience.
So did you find that, so I, out of curiosity, I'm sorry, but this is a topic that I adore. At what age did you get this bit of information about moving from reaction into response instead? Were you in your 20s? Were you in your teens?
Oh, this was recent. Yeah, this was like a year and a half ago that my psychologist told me that.
Right.
And that really opened my mind and gave me so much to work for. And I really, my mindset kind of changed. And that opened up a whole new aspect of life within itself. So meditating, being around people that I want to be around, that make me feel good, and I make them feel good. So I go to a lot of like local places up in Albany that, you know, have meditations. They have other classes that I like to attend, and those like-minded people, you know, that I'm going back to that term.
Right, it's really those comforting, responsive, non-reactive people. So can you tell me, when you were in reactivity to the world, and now that you're in responsivity to the world, how did you hold the world when you were in reactivity? Was the world a friendly place? Was it, well, maybe friendly, but stranger danger? You know, like what kind of an experience was it as compared to now?
I feel like reacting, just that within itself, it's so toxic.
Mm-hmm.
So even when you're dealing with people who are toxic, either your family, friends, coworkers, who might kind of manipulate or say little things or make their problems your problems, that's really hostile. And I hated it. It was not who I was. I'm not a mean, negative person that really wants to hurt somebody emotionally, or, you know what I mean? Like, so I really don't like that. And this really opened myself up to like, oh, I don't have to do that anymore. because that's all I thought I knew.
Do you find that you go from some canned, maybe more primitive reaction into like a palette of possibilities of choice when you choose to respond rather than react? And I'm going to just ask you to respond quite quickly because we're closing up in just a moment.
Yeah, I feel like when this happens, when I am working with someone or talking to someone that, you know, I have to really think about it. I do have like an outer body experience. So I'm like, okay, what is the full outcome? What is the best choice that's for the greater good? So that's kind of what I'm going towards, is what's good for everybody, not just me.
And it's
not all about me.
It sounds a lot more expansive and inclusive than the other way. Well, that's a really exciting and wonderful thing to go through. And you see why I asked you, because when people hear spiritual awakening, they think that you joined a movement or something like that, instead of, oh, I changed one simple thing and that changed everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thank you so much,
thank you,
Tatiana, for coming in here, for speaking about your family and your noteworthy resources and the hive, the Catskill Hive. This is all very, very exciting. You are listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM, and WGXC.org is our website. I am Jay Lotus, the guest host this week of the WGXC Tuesday Afternoon Show. Thanks again, Tatiana.
Thank
it was
you.
A great pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.